gadget time now with Fevzi Turkamp, the gadget detective. We speak to him every day, every week rather, at about this time. Find out what's happening in the tech world. Hi, Fevzi.
Hello there. You know about the sample in that song, don't you?
I don't know much about the sample in that song, but I have a feeling I'm about to.
So the sample in that song, it wasn't Ride on Time, but You're Right on Time, which is actually what she's singing.
Oh, yeah.
That the very slender model who fronted the band for this wasn't the singer.
Correct.
And the rather more substantial singer with a great voice and a normal body weight got very upset about it, and I don't think was properly credited, at least at the time.
I knew all of that, apart from the fact that she was singing right in an American voice, and therefore it was Ride on Time. That I didn't know. I'd always just accepted, because of course it is called R-I-D-E on time. So there we are. Oh, I assume there'd be no extra charge for that, because that wasn't, of course, part of the contract for today.
It will be 20% extra.
Oh my goodness me, I can't have to whip around in the studio. If you want to listen
or
to...
Or a cake.
Or a cake, indeed.
I would accept payment in Bitcoin or cake.
He's a reasonable man. Gadget Detective's podcasts are available for free at gadgetdetective.com or in any of the ways that you normally get hold of your podcast. So tech story of the week, first of all. And yes, this hoo-ha about handing over government information to inquiries and things.
Yeah, I mean, this story is just wrong on so many levels. It's quite kind of interesting. So the particular part of the story that I'm honing in on is the fact that... government ministers and other politicians are using WhatsApp, which is, in my view, wrong in itself.
Yep.
That's a proprietary system owned by a foreign company. And we don't know anything really about how secure it is and whether we learned recently that America spies on its allies. In fact, everyone spies on everyone. And therefore, do you really want a situation where government ministers are communicating very freely, indeed in the vernacular, using a product
Good
such
point.
As this.
Yeah.
Moving on from that, we have the suggestion now that the cabinet are using the feature of WhatsApp that automatically deletes messages after, I think it's a 24-hour period, it just auto-deletes them. So when there is an inquiry or need to go back through the communication, guess what? It's no longer there. There's no record of it. And I just don't think that, you know, MPs should be allowed to use this app for any sort of government business. In fact, I don't think they should be allowed to have it on their personal phones either, because it can track their locations. And irrespective, you know, you can be carrying a government phone and a personal phone, but you're still being tracked by the personal phone. So leave your personal phone at home and be controlled onto what you can have on the government phone. But this is really quite alarming, and it's this general trend that, you know, we are all a little bit free and easy in our communications, electronic communications, because it's free. You know, we don't have to pay for it. We can send pictures. We can be in WhatsApp groups. It's great. But, you know, when you're in the business of government, and I'd argue, you know, certain industry figures as well, these are not appropriate tools, and certainly auto-deleting messages should not be allowed. And it seems that it's
well,
being encouraged.
Now, Mr. Devil's Advocate here. Good morning.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I understand everything you say there, and I have a lot of sympathy with a lot of it. But with regard to deleting these messages, is a WhatsApp message, rather than the equivalent of an old-fashioned meeting with minutes taken and paper documents made of what's been said, is it not the equivalent of a quiet word in a bar or out while having a walk or something that people used to do so that politicians could tell each other things that they didn't want anybody else to know about, sometimes for very nefarious reasons, maybe you could argue sometimes for perfectly good reasons, and therefore... Have we not got to be careful that modern technology doesn't do away with the ability to say the unsayable when you really need to say it to people, if you see what I mean?
Well, you know, this government has overseen, and technology generally, it's not specifically a government thing, has overseen a loss of privacy for the citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that loss of privacy may arguably apply to members of parliament as well. I do think that you know, there's a difference between a WhatsApp message and, for example, a phone call, where you could potentially make that. I mean, phone calls can be bugged, but the problem with WhatsApp messages is that they sit on a device. And if your device is hacked, they can get all the contents of them. And they're also stored in a way that we don't fully understand or have control of by a private company. So I just think that you know, if you want to have a private conversation, then
face-to-face will have to be the only secure way.
Yes, I mean, it used to be, you know, the thing about tapping phone calls, you know, that our friend was our numbers. In other words, that it, you know, that the state never had enough people to listen in on phone calls to work out what was an interesting call. So, you know, even if they wanted to, they couldn't. But now with AI, we see that it's got the ability to understand conversations and highlight those ones that may be of interest to different people. So I think all forms of communication are less secure, but I think that when you've got people conducting government business on behalf of the people, that they shouldn't be using WhatsApp at all or similar apps. They just shouldn't. It's convenient, it's seductive, but it's not appropriate.
Okay. And we should say, you personally feel so strongly about it that you, Mr. Tech Whiz Kid times a million, don't have an account, do you? You don't do it?
No. I think I'm going to have to set one up on a burner phone just to keep up with it, but in terms of using it, you know, and just feed it misinformation about me. But yeah, it's... Well, because they've got form, right? Meta, as they now are, have got form. I remember when they bought WhatsApp, and there was a concern that WhatsApp data, because WhatsApp was a very nicely run, independently run company, with very ethical people at its head, who promptly resigned when they realised who had purchased them. But I just think that it's not really. You just can't control what's happening with this, and it's not a company that I personally have a great deal of faith in.
Sure, they'd have something to say in return for that if they were here. Absolutely, but we hear your personal opinion.
But they were fined because
they have been fined.
But when they were buying WhatsApp, when what was then Facebook was buying WhatsApp, they were called up in front of various monopolies bodies here and in the European Union. And they gave assurances that the WhatsApp data wouldn't go through to Facebook. And they gave evidence to say that actually not only would they not do it, but technically it wasn't possible. It was later found, if my recollection is correct. It was later found that not only was it possible, but it was actually happening at the time that they were testifying that it was impossible.
I wouldn't know about that, and
the BBC knows nothing about that, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Mr. Turkalp's views are his own. Right, we're doing a look at the tech news of the week with Fevzi Turkalp. On to his gadgets of the week, and the question really is, Fevzi, and I've been working on this all morning, is are we ready to bundle?
Right? Very good. Very, 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 very good. Okay, so first gadget of the week is from a company called Sense Labs, inexplicably spelt with an X. So it's X-E-N-C-E, Labs, or one word, but pronounced Sense Labs. And it's something called the Pen Tablet Medium Bundle. Mm-hmm. And this is a bundle of a graphics tablet. So if you're not quite sure about what a graphics tablet is, it's a device that you can attach to a computer either with a USB cable or wirelessly for drawing, writing, or otherwise interacting with a computer. It consists of a tablet surface, in this case, you know, a piece of plastic, and a stylus. So it's often used by artists, designers, digital creators, although it can be used as just another way of interacting with the computer. So just as you have either a mouse or a trackpad on a laptop, you can actually use it as a way of interacting with the computer. And for certain things, that's quite a nice way of doing it, because instead of having a mouse that you have a pointer where you drag along the screen, you can actually pop the pen down at any point on the screen. But it is quite a remarkable device. I was impressed with this one. This is a bundle because it not only includes the tablet and two styluses, a fat one and a thin one, depending on, you know, the settings that you want for it, but it also has a set of what's called quick keys, which is a standalone wireless device with a set of buttons on it, 8 buttons, and in between the two vertical rows of buttons, you've got a screen where you can actually program words into it to say what each button does. So you get 8 buttons and you get 5 banks of 8 buttons, so effectively 40 buttons. And those buttons, they can control things to do with the tablet, and that's all fine. But you can also control anything. So in the morning, you can press a button, it'll open all the programs that you like to use, set you up for this, that, and the other. It'll run what's called like a macro, a series of instructions. So instead of doing 5, 10, 15 tasks in you know, one after the other, if you do it, or let's say, you know, you get to the bottom of an email and you want to just insert your address, press one button that says address and in it pops, or anything that you can sort of do on a computer, you can program this thing to do. And it's got a wheel that turns as well. And the buttons are application specific. So if you look, there's got a little jog wheel that you can turn with your finger, and there's a ring of light around it, and you can set it up such that the ring of light is a different color for each app, and then the buttons become relevant, say, to Word or Excel or your browser or, you know, whatever, you know, maybe an editing. So let's say you're doing video editing, this would be great for that. And again, using a pen and tablet with that is fantastic. So this is a bundle. It contains the graphics tablet, includes 2 styluses, includes the quick keys, which is worth about £100 on its own, case, cable, all of that. And I think up to the end of June, if you buy it from the Sense Labs website directly, you can get a piece of software free, which normally sells for about £150.
That's good.
It's called Rebel Pro 6, R-E-B-E-L-L-E Pro 6. And people who know more about art than me say it's one of the best programs around. You can draw on it. This is for artists, this particular software. And you can have watercolors. It's the most realistic watercolor drawings you've ever seen. Mm. You can wet the canvas. You can let the watercolors drip down. I mean, it's quite incredible. But it will also do, you know, oils and all sorts of styles of art. So the pen tablet bundle costs, list price is either $330 or $340, depending on the colour scheme that you want. But it includes, as I say, about £150 worth of software as well. So at that point, if you're interested in software, it becomes very good value. 4 stars out of 5, good quality, excellent range of accessories included. The price is not cheap, but when you factor in what's bundled in with it, I think it becomes good value.
Very good. Okay, from fine artists to musicians, different sort of art.
I know, I thought all creative today. Okay, so, you know, I have something called GAS, right? I told you about
it. Well, we all do. It's our age, you see. I mean, what can
yes.
we do? You know?
But in this case, it stands for gear acquisition syndrome.
Oh, the other GAS, right.
Yeah, it's where, you know, where you kind of get tempted to buy synthesizers that you don't need and can't really justify. And one of the ways of, you know, at least mitigating the deleterious effects of GAS is to have software synthesizers, because they don't take up space and they're excellent value for money. So this thing is a controller keyboard. It's a 2-octave mini key controller keyboard from a brilliant French company called Arturia. And I'm quite amazed at how you've got some of these excellent French companies producing really good things. I'm thinking about Withings that do all the, you know, wearable technology, things that track your health and your sleep and so forth. Mm-hmm. But in this case, Arturia does synthesizers. It's a universal MIDI controller. The footprint of it is about the size of a rather wide laptop computer. It's got the keyboard, but in it, it's got controllers. It's got knobs you can twiddle, buttons that you can hit like drum pads, and sliders that you can use as faders. Now, why is that important? Because it comes with software synthesizers built in. And it gets around that problem. Software synthesizers are great, they're cheap, they don't take up space, but they're not always intuitive, because you're using a mouse to interact with it. It comes back to what we were saying about different ways of interacting with a computer. Because Arturia produced the software that is bundled with this, or at least some of the software that's bundled with it, when you use it, you get the best of both worlds. You get all the flexibility of a software instrument and the ability to control it in real time as you play it with physical knobs. So it's called the Arturia Minilab 3. It's a universal MIDI controller. That means it can control software synthesizers and indeed hardware boxes as well. It normally costs about £95. It's currently selling at 87 on a well-known website. It's 4.5 stars, and I love it. And if you're not a musician, you don't have to be a musician. This is just a great thing to play with. It's 87 quid, which is not pocket money, but for this sort of...
it's not a huge amount,
What you're getting. I mean, as a gift even to yourself, it's great, and it sparks creative juices, because you get hundreds of presets from classic synthesizers with this, and you can tweak them. So you can tweak the filters and make it these sweeping sounds and all sorts of wonderful sounds.
Very good.
I can't help but feel creative when I'm with it. Although talentless, I can feel creative when I'm actually in front of this. I can't sort of put it away and get on with my work. So all in all, 4.5 stars, rather excellent.
Okay. Bizarrely, we finished on time. I shall need a brandy to get over this shock. We'll talk to you in 7 days. Meanwhile, follow him on Twitter, Fevzi Turkalp, @GadgetDetective.